There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. Jen.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, rolling in on hour number two. And coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, tacticalholsters.com. The traveler's bag is on its way, and I'll be able to tell you all you need to know about it, well, at least all I can gloss off of it by looking at it and everything. I'm looking forward to this because finally I can retire the very effective but very clumsy ISIS welcome wagon bag and actually use something that's built by people that know what they were doing. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. The gun industry, it has many colorful characters that make it unique because the gun industry is indeed a very big tent. It doesn't matter how you present yourself or anything. Once you get on the firing line, all of those things sort of fall away. It doesn't matter what you look like or how you dress or anything. All those things fall away. And the actual love of shooting takes over. My next guest is, he's involved in a great many different ways. He's not really, you know, if I got out there and said, well, he's with these guys or that guy, I'd be wrong about that because he's sort of everywhere. Joining me for the first time ever is Ansel Schwell Robinson. Good morning, Schwell. I was just using Ansel in case your mom was listening or something.
Well, thanks for having me on Lock and Load Radio. I appreciate this opportunity.
Well, yes, sir. Now, you do a great many things. We're going to get to the big three. We'll get to the big three in a minute. But I mean, you're very present doing other things within the gun industry that is, you know, I give a lot of props to the new media. You're a YouTuber of note. You and the Tac Daddy and the Tac Daddy crew, you get out there, what is it, once a week and you chew the fat? And I mean, it's a nice round table of things happening. How important do you think this new media emergence is to the cause?
I think it's very important. What it does is it mirrors society and how we grow with technology, and this is a new way of developing or sharing information with one another and getting it out there instantly. So new media focuses on the YouTube, the blogs, not your published magazines and things like that, but the use of the technology that's available to us.
Yeah, and today's generation is very much about instant gratification and the magazines of yesteryear, with very few exceptions. Even as they try to reinvent themselves, I imagine at some point they're going to die at the hands of YouTube. So
I hope not. I actually appreciate the magazine still. I still subscribe to quite a few publishings out there right now. I appreciate that stuff.
I do, but the problem with the magazines is that the magazines are a victim from time. Well, not a victim. They do things inadvertently because of where they come from. You know, like with what happened with Recoil, with their little, when Jerry Tsai got sacked, because Jerry Tsai was just being a Californian gun guy.
Right.
He was as pro-Second Amendment as a Californian, born and bred Californian gun guy could be. I mean, when I was out there beating him and bashing him and everything, I was getting calls from people like Chris Costa saying, he's not anti-Second Amendment, Bill. And I was like, well, you know, he's anti-intelligence because he should have known not to put that in print. So, you know.
was a lesson learned, but I think that lesson was learned by more than just recoil, but I think the industry learned from that entire situation.
Yeah, I mean, who's the guy at Guns and Ammo that just got sacked recently because of something he wrote when he was, I think he was, I can't remember his name, I think he was talking about being, understanding a need to regulate assault weapons.
Right, he voiced his opinion of the Second Amendment and it didn't match up with the collective.
Right. So, those guys, they've got to be on their A game 24 hours a day when they put pen to paper. On the other hand, the videos that I've seen of yours, you're basically getting out there, and it's like a breaking news video where you get out there and you see something and you run a little commentary on it. You come in and you hit sort of like a guerrilla fighter. Is that by design?
Not really. My approach to that was I read a lot. I spend a lot of time on the internet trying to stay up to date on what's going on with the Second Amendment and the fight against the anti-gun movement. And there are a lot of stories that jump out at me. And I thought, you know, instead of just sharing them on Facebook like I normally do, I can use my platform to get it out to people as well and not do a show where it's five or six different stories where something can be buried under a bunch of other stories. I can just focus on that one story. And also, I don't give all of the information available. I'm trying to promote people doing the research on their own and getting the information on their own so that they can stay informed.
See, now that's shrewd because the lesson learned is so much easier to be absorbed than the lesson that somebody tries to teach, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Totally agree.
Now, just there's some people who probably never heard of you that are listening right now. I need to point one thing out just so you understand. And understand this. Shrill is not unique by any stretch of the imagination. As far as certain things, when you look at people and say, well, I could imagine that he would be pro-gun. Shrill is a black American. Or how would you self-identify? You know, nowadays it's really interesting to self-identify. How would you self-identify, Shrill?
I self-identify as an American, but black American is a very specific representation of what I am.
Well, the reason I use that is as a descriptor, the same thing I would say if I was calling a place and looking for you. Because if I get out there and say, this guy's probably wearing a jacket and a bow tie and some combat boots, for all I know, there might be three of you in there. And I'm wanting to get my guy on the phone. So that's and that's as far as I take it, you know, because everybody seems to be hung up on a descriptor. I don't identify as a, I'd have to be a German, British American, if that were the case. And the German side of me hasn't been in Germany since the 18th century. So
right.
I don't even mess with that. So. In the community of shooters in which you populate, which you're down there in Florida with Tac Daddy and some other people, but I mean, the shooting community is national. Does anybody ever see you pop up and go, what? I mean, it's, you just show up and it's just accepted because you're not alone, are you? I mean, there's plenty of, whatever you want to call them, black American, African American, there's lots of Americans that shoot that aren't Caucasian.
Correct. There's a misconception that we don't own guns or that most of us that own guns are gangbangers or using them to commit crimes, and that is not the case.
I would imagine, I don't know the percentage, but I mean, just looking at what we see in crime statistics and looking at percentages, I would imagine the instance of black people being criminals is about the same as the instance of cops being bad rogue cops. I mean, the percentage has got to be very low.
I think so, too.
Nah, I mean, I just don't buy that. I don't buy that. There's too many, when I was in the military, I served with all kinds of people. I mean, it was like a virtual UN convention of South Korean, El Salvadoran, black, white, Korean. I mean, they were everywhere and everything. And Samoan, I mean, Samoan all over the place. And It was never an issue, but that's okay. We're going to continue on. You hang on for me, my guest this hour from everywhere, from Tac Daddy, from the Big Three, Ansel Shrill Robinson on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Mm-hmm.
many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, SupernaturalSilver.com, and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Whether it is their original setup of holsters, the DC-3 line, the Scorpion line, or the Contact series, you're getting a bunch of equipment that has been put together by combatants. For combatants, this is the best tactical holster on the planet, bar none. Most modular, the most indestructible. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour, from you know, from everywhere, from Tac Daddy, from the Big Three, from his own YouTube channel, is Ansel Swell Robinson. Ansel, I want to ask you a question now. I should know this already. Are you a veteran?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. You're just the see, now you're a big man. Okay? I'm a big man. What do big men do about plate carriers? Because I've had a couple of people that have sent me plate carriers before. They sent me like those skeletal ones where it's just holding the plate together. It's got some straps to hold it to you, right? When I get them, because of my size, it looks like, and I know it's not about the looks, okay? But if I'm out there, when I was in the military, we didn't have these things, these plate carriers and stuff like that. I'm presuming you were in the military when they did, by the way. When I wear them, with some of them, they look like a big name tag on me. I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, who makes a plate carrier for a big guy?
No one makes one for us specifically. There's a lot of trial and error, a lot of fitting here and there, but then you turn around and you have to compromise. And I end up wearing a couple of different pieces together to put together a kit that works for a guy as girthy as myself.
Well, I mean, they make vests and they make chest rigs that fit us fine, perfectly. They have the adjustability and the modularity to make it work. But then if you want to put a plate in it, for some reason, they just can't make it. What's up with that? I mean, are we being discriminated against?
Yes, without a doubt.
See, I've always planned on putting, like, I haven't ever met Costa face-to-face yet, but when I see him just for general purpose, because he weighs, like, what, 160? I've been thinking I'll put him in an airplane spin. First time out. Just to assert my dominance, you know? Just to assert my dominance.
Yes,
When you and the Tac Daddy crew get together, You are very interactive with the audience. Is that going to be the way things go? I mean, with the you have a fairly open format. It's a really good. It's a fun time to panel with you guys. I've done it once. It's probably quite addictive. It's like, you know, you guys are like Dr. Feelgood. What kind of feedback do you guys get off of the Tac Daddy show?
It's been great. Opportunity to listen to guys bring their different perspectives on the Second Amendment and everything that's gun related going on in America right now or the world is something that's very refreshing, because it's not dictated by sponsorships, it's not dictated by agendas. It's just a bunch of guys who have a passion about firearms getting together once a week and sharing their opinions of the things that are going on around them.
For those that have never seen it, it's sort of a round table, and I do a Google Plus hangout like that is. I just don't know how to operate it the way you and the TAC know how to do it, because you guys are putting different things in the screen. I just, you know, pop it up, and I've got a camera aimed at me, because there's some of you out there that think watching a radio show is great. So I don't find it very gripping myself. I never watch my own show. So I probably would get more views if I did that. But I find that format to be much more entertaining than what I do as far as on that part of it. This is imagination and adaptability in the presentation that you guys bring to it, and I think it's pure genius. I think what you guys do are pure genius. How far away is everybody that's coming on there? I know where you and Tac are. I don't know where anybody else is.
Sully's in the Northeast. Let me see. Casey. Casey's one of the co-hosts. He's on the East Coast. He's in, I believe, the Baltimore, Virginia area. Ross is in Colorado. And we have guests on the show from all over the world.
Right. Now, in addition to this, which is on YouTube, you guys also have separate YouTube channels, and you do collaborations. Don't you and Tac have an appearance coming up in Georgia here very shortly?
Yes, sir. We'll be at Adventure Outdoors on the 18th of July.
That's where I met Kevin back in December. For those of you that are in Georgia or around Georgia, If you, this is a gun shop that is, I believe, 88,000 square feet.
Yes, sir. Over 15,000 guns in stock.
When you think of a gun counter, think of an 88,000 square foot building, and the gun counter starts on, as you come in the door, it starts on the right wall, goes all the way down the right wall, goes all the way across the back wall, and then comes up all the way across the left wall. And if they don't have it, I don't know what you're looking for at Adventures Outdoors. That's a gigantic store. Gigantic store. Never seen as much ammo in one place before. I've got to go down to Ammunition Depot. That they will probably beat it, but I mean, I've never seen the kind of their ammunition aisle looks like Costco.
Well, I've never been there personally. This is going to be my first time there, but Kevin has said nothing but great things, and his enthusiasm about the location is just like yours. It's going to be nothing I've ever experienced before, is what he said.
See, what I get a kick out of it, you know, I've hung out with Kevin. I hang out with Such from time to time. The YouTubers have a very huge following, so you're going to basically get mobbed.
You know, I don't know. My channel has 10,000, a little over 10,000 subscribers, and I get mixed reactions at these events that I go to. Some of, you know, a handful of people may recognize me, but then most people in general don't know who I am. And part of that is because of the origins of my YouTube channel. I didn't start out as a gun guy on YouTube.
Right.
It was something for me to do during my spare time, which I have a lot of after retiring from the military. YouTube, I focused on airsoft. It was just something for me to do, and I thought, let me share my experiences on YouTube. And the transition from airsoft into the real steel, as we like to refer to it, was seamless, and I'm still building up that audience for the real steel side of things.
I've run with some of these airsoft kids. I would love to know who trains them, because they have got the whole theory and movement and the physical, you know, they've got the physical attributes that any spec ops team would love to have, and they work together and they've trained together for a while. It's quite interesting to watch them run, because they could quite easily be a farm team for the military. But we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, we're going to talk about the big three that you are getting ready to start pushing out hard. Mike, how do they find, what's your YouTube channel?
YouTube.com/Schwell11.
Go check him out. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Specializing in matching the customer with their needs, Georgia Optics has turned customer satisfaction into business as usual. Georgia Optics brings its 20 years of hunting retail experience and has expanded to the highest variety of hunting and gun-related merchandise under one roof. Every budget, every need. At Georgia Optics, the question isn't what you are looking for, but which one fits your needs. Check them out at georgiaoptics.com. Georgia Optics, the epitome of choice and satisfaction.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code and their lifetime warranty. I know of two that have had to be, you know, they've had to fill this warranty out. I'm sure there's been others. Okay, I just know about these two because they told me about them. One got left in the mud, and M1 Abrams ran right over it, split it right down the middle. You would expect that. The other one was on the thigh of a trooper who was out there, and he got a little too close to the IED. He survived. The holster did not. And they took care of that, took care of those warranties really easily, and that's what you will find at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from everywhere, and we're about to talk about the big three, is Ansel Schwell Robinson. Now, you are very closely affiliated with them. First of all, why is it called the Big Three?
Three individuals got together to put on a big event.
I suppose that that now they just call it the Big Three because they don't want to get out there and say the Big 315 or something like that, right? Because this event has grown.
Yes, sir. It started, I believe, what they told me is 12 years ago. I've only been involved for about a year and a half now.
Now, describe what the Big Three is, just so everybody will know.
Big Three is an event put on to offer a more intimate access to the manufacturers by media. That can be people, writers, bloggers, new media, as you like to refer to the content creators here on YouTube. It gives them a more one-on-one style environment to talk about new products, old products, and then get hands-on with the product.
And I can't. Some of the innovators that are not really big companies show up. I know of one that they came to my attention at the Big Three, a sling maker called Savvy Sniper. And he made this single point to two-point sling that was very convertible, very quick. And I saw him running it, and it seemed like his audience was surrounding him like in a huddle, like he was standing in the middle of a huddle demonstrating how the product runs. Is that about the way it works there?
In a nutshell, yes, sir. And, again, it has grown over the years where now we have a classroom here at the Big 3 East location where
right.
the manufacturers are able to present their product, hand out literature, give us any specific details that they want to share with us right there on the spot. And then we go out to the range in the second half of the day and actually use the product, the sling, the gun, the optics. Whatever they bring, we get to go out and actually use them on the range.
Is it... You know, I've never been to SHOT Show, and I'll tell you why I've never been to SHOT Show, because I don't want to go to SHOT Show, because I don't want to go to this big structured event where you've got, on the one hand, you've got the exhibitors that have an enormous set of rules to operate under, and then you've got the people that are there to look at the exhibitors, which have, and they also have an enormous set of rules in which they can operate under. The only reason I would go there would be to look for sponsors. So if I go there, they're going to throw me out of SHOT Show and kick me out of my hotel. Because they have something called briefcasing. Is the Big Three, and, you know, don't get me wrong, if I show up at the Big Three, I'm not coming down there with 2,000 business cards or anything. Is the Big Three, is it growing because it is less regimented and more casual and seemingly more intimate for the people that attend it?
Yes, sir. That is the appeal, the intimacy of it. You're not fighting with thousands and thousands of other people who want to get their hands on your product. You said you've never been to SHOT Show. But for those of us that have been, we've experienced Media Day. And that's what Big 3 is. It's very similar to Media Day at SHOT Show without so many people. It's a very limited invite only. It's usually 25 to 30 manufacturers and anywhere from 25 to 50 media types who get tons and tons of time with the product, with the engineers, with the CEOs, or whoever the representative is from the manufacturer side.
Now, some of the people that, like I said, some of the people that get invited there, the manufacturers, are not exactly what you would call gigantic. Is this like is this where people are getting their first sort of, this is their first exposure where they get to present their product for a lot of these guys?
For quite a few of them, yes, sir. This is the opportunity for them to get products into the hands of, again, the new media, like the Iraq veteran, the Tim Harmsman, the VSO guys, the Tag Daddy, myself, to get their products into the hands of people who would not otherwise know of them or they're not on their radar yet because their company is up and coming or just not known at all.
Now, for those of you who've never intermingled with some of these YouTube guys, they get so much stuff sent to them that when they get something that is exceptional and they say it's exceptional, this is somebody that's transitioned from a guy who liked to shoot video to probably like a test pilot of guns. And, you know, with the people that Swell just mentioned, with some of these guys, I mean, certainly Harmson, Tag Daddy, these guys get to sample all kinds of stuff. So when they go and sample something and they make a proclamation, it's pretty dead on. I myself don't like to sample too much because it's just too confusing for me. But, you know, beyond that, I don't know. Now, in addition to the new people showing up, now the Big Three is there's a lot of the old school, a lot of writers that show up there, huh?
Yes, sir. We have one of the founding members, Dave Fortier. A lot of you may know him from a lot of the publications that he's working on. He does a lot with Shotgun News. He has a new publication out there, Be Ready magazine, and that's for prepping and things like that. You have folks like James Tarr. We've read his articles. We've also seen him on the television shows. So we have a nice mix of experience levels as well as guys who fit into one category, such as what we would call the old school writer and then the new school, new media.
Do you guys ever get Masad Ayoub there?
I'm sorry?
Masad Ayoub, you know who I'm talking about?
I know exactly who you're talking about. I don't know if he's ever been to any one of the events, but he hasn't been the one that I've been at so far. But, you know, he would be a great addition.
Yeah, I would love to meet him. But I was reading him back when, you know, Masad Ayoub, he used to write for Black Belt Magazine in the 70s. when I was a kid in the martial arts, and we would read Masoud Ayoub's articles back then. And then I thought there might be two guys named Masoud Ayoub after I got out of the military, and there, now he was a gun writer, but it turned out there was only just the one.
Right.
Just the one Masoud. Just the one Masoud Ayoub. With these. One thing about that I like about the gun industry is with these old school guys, they love the new stuff, don't they?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They were, like, when Kevin and I went to the first Big Three back in March of 2014, one thing that stood out to them was when we were there for day one, but by that night, while they're sitting around at dinner at the restaurant, they're getting updates saying that there's new YouTube content covering Big Three East 2014. You know, that instant coverage, that instant sharing of the content and the experience at Big 3 was very impressive to them. And I think that's why we stuck on the way we did it, because we brought a new way of sharing our experience to the masses.
I would agree. I mean, anybody who doesn't, the guys that are the old school, if they don't embrace the new media, they're going to be left behind. And, I mean, the guys that are recognizing this and getting involved in it, I have no doubt that there's a group of guys that love the smell of a walnut gun stock. However, I like the new stuff. I mean, that was my era. When the gun I was issued had handguards made by Mattel.
Right.
When I was in the military. So, I mean, I don't know how old school you would say it is, but that seemed pretty old school back in the day. Anyway, coming up on the next break, you can find Schwell's YouTube channel at Schwell11 Tac Daddy. You can find him and all of the invites to the Tac Daddy show where Schwell shows up. Big Three's coming up. We're going to talk some more about that. My guest is Ansel Schwell Robinson on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, Peter Porcaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's CatiArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
All right, last time on the firing line, and coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by GECO, TacticalHolsters.com. Very shortly, I have a piece of the contact series coming here. When I get it, I will show it to you and tell you about it. And then I can take the ISIS welcome wagon bag and, I don't know, maybe pack my camera stuff into it or something. I don't know. Won't need it no more because this was designed by people who knew what they were doing. And I like it. Check them out at TacticalHolsters.com. My guest this hour is, and I laugh because you know, his presentation verbally is so soft-spoken. And at the same time, when he steps into frame on his YouTube videos, there's no doubt that this is a man talking to you. Is Ansel Schwell Robinson. What is the significance of Schwell? What is that? Is that a military thing? Something your kids call you? What's the deal with Schwell?
It's a nickname that a friend in high school gave me.
Schwell. Because you're a big dude or you're swollen? Or?
No, not at all. It was my first name, as you've mentioned, is Ansel. And he combined that with my swell attitude. I don't stress out about a lot of stuff. And combining those two, he said, I acted too swell. And I just ran with it.
If you could possibly do it, you need to speak in front of a bunch of liberals that seem to be concerned about everything out there.
It seems that's where I'm headed with everything. Things have been changing since I started doing those daily reports on YouTube with the news and stuff. People are starting to pay attention to my opinion, and they want to hear what I have to say. I'm not sure. I'm just reporting the news, folks.
I see somebody trying to get in on the call-in line, and I don't know if that's for us. One of the most embarrassing things about live radio, Schwell, is when you get a wrong number. When somebody goes, hey, is this the place you just called for the pizza?
Right.
That's all. I get so excited when I see the line light up and then it's the wrong number. It's just, you know, I've learned to become quite jaded. With what kind of feedback are you getting off of your reports? Because I find them entertaining and at the same, what, like, for example, who told you that it would be a good idea to wear a double-breasted jacket? Don't they understand how hard it is for people our size to find a sport coat that fits?
There's a background story to that episode. Jacob Herman, president over at Century Arms, and I were having a nice, long discussion on Facebook one day about the use of the term Bubba here in the South.
Yeah.
And he told me if I didn't want to be referred to as Bubba, I needed to wear a nice sport jacket and a tie all the time.
Who told you this?
Jacob Herman with Century Arms.
I need to give Jacob. Where is Century Arms located out of? Is it because you're in Florida? I mean, you're about as southerly as somebody can get in the United States. Is that why they thought you would be called Bubba?
Yeah, that was what sparked the conversation. I didn't understand the use of that term, and he's from the South, and if you've ever had a conversation with Jacob Herman, it doesn't take long for you to figure that out. He is a southern gentleman.
Well, I mean, I'm from the South too, but I mean, I'm also sane. I'm not going to walk up to somebody, and I'm big. I mean, I don't know where you tip the scales. I know where I tip the scales, and I'm not going to walk up to somebody my size and go, "Hey, what's up, Bubba?" Not without knowing, you know. Hopefully, their name is Bubba if I'm calling them that. But
right, I was referred to that randomly at a pizza shop.
Bubba.
Ironically, as Bubba, and I thought it was to address a customer that way, and that's how that discussion started. So. And the next day, I decided, let me put on this nice jacket of mine, and I took a regular tie and tried to tie it like a bow tie.
Yeah.
It didn't work out, you know.
Yeah, I noticed that. I did notice that.
But that, you know, that seemed to stand out, and people actually appreciated that, because, again, I put the jacket on, I had on a regular T-shirt under it, and gym shorts, and, like you said, tactical boots. And I actually did walk around for a good portion of the day dressed like that.
Somebody thought, well, at least, at least that completely defeats the stereotype of Southerners being, at least those that run across you and call you Bubba, because, according to the rest of the world, those of us that are in the South, we're just racist as the day is long. We're the problem with the United States, the South. You know that? That's what they're saying right now. There's columns out there right now saying that we would be like the rest of the world if it weren't for the South.
That's ignorant. I grew up on Long Island, New York, and okay. Long Island, if you've ever lived there, if you've ever experienced life there, Long Island, in my opinion, is one of the most racist places in the United States. And when I left and went into the military, I had an expectation. I thought, you know, I never experienced racism as far as I knew. All of my teachers growing up on Long Island were Caucasian. They always treated me well. They were there to help me become a better person and to become the man that I am today. But when I left, I didn't realize how much of a difference there was in the rest of the world as there is there on Long Island. So when they say the South represents the worst of the worst, they're sadly mistaken.
Yeah, that's the thing about it, you know, and what strikes me is most of these gun grabbers come from these media centers like New York City. All coastal, all big population centers where they don't have guns, and most of them never, ever venture out somewhere, which I would think would be incumbent. Like, if you're going to do a YouTube video about any topic or any gun, you're going to go out and get your hands on it or read up on it or something just so you can talk about it knowledgeably, right?
Correct. Well, most of us, yes.
Yes, but in these media centers and everything else where you came from, I guess, they don't. They just get out there and they read the talking points that somebody put out, and then like minor birds, they just get out there and speak them without even knowing what they're talking about.
Right. As long as they hit those catchphrases, those hot topics, they don't care if the information that they're putting out is valid or not.
When you came from Long Island, how old were you?
I left Long Island when I was 17.
17. So
yes,
when you came down to, when you got out of New York, which works with just about any other state in the United States, what was the first thing that impressed you about the difference?
And it may sound cliche to those who left the big city and moved to places like Florida, but people randomly waving, saying hello, talking to you, and being nice to you.
So here in the South, here in the problematic South, the racist South, when you moved as far South as you can go, you a black man of size, it was nice when you got where you were going. Okay, all right.
Well, yes, sir.
This means that everything the mainstream media has been telling me is a falsehood. I feel betrayed and violated.
Then that means they're winning. That means that they're doing exactly what they want to do.
You know that most people don't even get that either. You know, when I watch like Fox News and they say assault weapon, most people don't. You know, Fox News, they're the only conservative. No, they're not. They're not doing any more research. They call it an assault weapon. or gun violence, whatever they use terminology like that, nobody gets that exactly what you just said, that they're winning. Nobody gets that. Outstanding.
Gun violence was one of my topics this week. I really don't like the use of that term. If assault gun, assault rifle, assault weapon, those are bad, but I think gun violence paints a picture that is a misrepresentation of what's actually going on. I covered a story about the Chicago shooting over the 4th of July weekend, and the article I kept reading kept referencing gun violence, gun violence, gun violence. And that implies that the gun is actually the thing that is committing the violence. The gun is actually the thing that's committing the crime. It's gang violence. It's man doing it. There's a person behind this. It's not the gun. The gun is the tool that they decided to use. So the use of that term, gun violence, again, it's just a catchphrase, but I think it's a misrepresentation of what the real problem is.
Well, I mean, in England, where they don't have guns, England is the most violent country in the industrialized world. And I, you know, violence to me is violence. I mean, if I'm getting beat to death versus being shot to death, I'm not sitting back saying one's more preferable to the other. But we're going to run out of time, but we will do this again. You can find Schwell on YouTube at Schwell11. That's the name of his YouTube channel. You can find him at Tack Daddy Show when that gets posted. Does that post on the same day every week?
Yes, sir. Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern.
The Tack Daddy Show is a ride. If you've never taken part in it, look for it on Google+. Look for it on YouTube. It's a ride and a half. Check it out there. Thank you very much for joining me today, sir. It has been my pleasure.
Well, thank you for having me. If you guys don't use YouTube and you just want to go to a regular website, Big3East.com is where you'll find all content Big 3 related.
Very
I populate
good.
That website daily as well as on Facebook, Big 3 East Training Center.
As we get closer to it, we'll be talking about it more, so you just hang loose. Everybody stay, thank you for joining me today as I get all tongue-tied. That's it for the week. We'll be back on Monday. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Friday, this has been Lock and Load.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.